Mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode, we're answering all of your important questions. Or yes. Maybe they're not so important. I don't know. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And this is exciting to be able to hear from the listeners hopefully give some good advice. If anything, I think that it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yes. And we had some great responses come in. So thank you to everyone that submitted a question. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but we certainly have a good list going, and I'm excited to chat about answer those questions. And, you know, please remember that we are not experts by any means on any of this.
We are just trying to make it and live each day to the moment as moms ourselves.
Yes, exactly. My other thing that I have a request for our listeners is, if you are listening, I want you to pick up your phone right now and text someone and tell them that you really enjoy our show and that they should listen as well.
Oh, I love it.
See?
Yes.
You I'm sure that you have your phone near you.
Yeah.
Somewhere
like,
in reach.
It's like telephone.
Exactly.
Back in the old days, you know? Of like,
reach out to anyone that you know that could use a little fun in their life and
pick me up,
a mama who's not a mama, who's a papa who isn't a papa. I don't care.
Who cares?
Just say that you enjoy our show and that they should listen.
I love it.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
We're giving our listeners homework today, folks.
Yes. Yes. I like this type of homework. Right now, some of the homework that I'm receiving, I'm in geography right now in third grade. Learning about the continents.
The continents. Are there still eight of them?
No, I think there's nine.
Nine?
Is it eight? Nine?
Seven?
I don't know. Lord, I don't know. The oceans and what else are we? Oh, fractions. I am good at fractions.
That's not geography, though, Shannon.
No, I'm just saying some of the homework that I'm having to do right now. Yes, I'm in third and second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that third because Gabriel, he brings home a lot of homework. And then second grade is not as much for Grayson. So it's good times.
Yeah, our homework lately has just been trying to keep Colton on track. We had
seven continents.
Seven continents.
Thank you, Producer John.
Thank you.
Fun part would be actually answer or, you know, remembering all those. But anyways, but yes, with Colton.
I mean, Colton's getting in trouble right now again.
Again?
We just had another,
What
send
happened?
Home. Being handsy, a little rough, like kind of like it was before. You know, we don't know the full story.
Yeah.
So, you know, the teacher just said, she did preface with, like, this is not something that needs punishment at home. But she was like, my suggestion, like, read books with him that talk about making friends and how to interact with your friends. And, you know, just have conversations about, like, being a buddy and not a bully. I don't think he's being a bully, but, like, the difference between roughhousing and
Actually, did it start all over again when Nolan started walking?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He is on him all the time. And yes, to answer your question, yes, it's exactly when it kind of restarted.
Like life-changing moments that continuously are happening? Because it seems like it's like that seems to be what's happening a lot of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I could be wrong, but when you mention it, it's like always there's something going on more on the lines of Nolan having something like special and, you know, different memories that he's making. And
there's 1,000% jealousy there because right now we're seeing, you know, Nolan just started walking.
Yeah.
And Colton, you know, wants to be his buddy, quote unquote. But I can see him, you know, purposely knocking him over.
Yeah.
And he does get in trouble for it.
Does he laugh or does he just like take that? Kind of like
a little
brother?
Bit of both. Yeah, okay. It's more like a take that than it is like a ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But he puts Nolan in situations where he's going to fail and he knows he's doing it. For example, you know, taking his hand and you think, oh, he's being so cute. Look, they're walking like brothers.
Yeah.
Well, he knows his brother can't run, and he'll start
running
and Nolan falls over. So,
God, sorry.
And, you know, I'll tell him, buddy, you can't run with him. Well, I didn't know. I'm like, yes, you did know, bud.
Yeah.
You did.
Has Nolan started talking a lot or is
babbling? I mean, we have certainly have the mama, dada, more of everything.
So. Yeah. Hey, at least we know he's healthy, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got that 96th percentile in weight. We just went to the doctor the other day.
Oh, so. I love it.
Big boy. Hey. Big boy.
Gabriel was like that, so I can relate. Yeah. But. Just wait till he starts eating the real food.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I guess just hang in there.
I know.
I mean, it seems like, though, this always takes a good, couple months.
It does.
And then it starts to get a little bit better, and mm-hmm. it's like a cycle.
Yeah. But it was one of those today. I heard it this morning on my way to work. Well, the teacher mentioned to us today when I dropped him off, and it was one of those. I was like, had a great morning, and then it came to a screeching halt when I realized that, all right, we're back to square one again, and now we have to rebuild the blocks of getting back on track.
Are the teachers giving you any type of guidance when it comes to, hey, maybe do X, Y, and Z, or, or?
This was the first time that we've gotten, my suggestion would be talk to him about what's happening. Yeah. Ask him why he is having trouble keeping his hands to himself. And then, the suggestion about the books of read some books that maybe he needs a different way of learning it than mm-hmm. just hearing it from adults, essentially. So if you have any suggestion on friendship books and how to be nice, I know that Cool Bean is a good one because we have that one, Cool Beans.
There's a lot of good ones within those series.
Yeah.
I know you probably receive all the Dolly Parton, mm-hmm. Imagination. There's some really great books in those. I just donated so many of my books, too.
Well, that's the thing. We have a million books. So.
Yeah, but it's like, what do you choose and what not to choose? Mm-hmm. Well, has anything changed when it comes to when you get home from work, the routine? Like, when you walk in the door, do you put your stuff down and start playing? Or do you, give me 5 minutes? And I know they're still really young, so mm-hmm. they can't do a whole lot on their own. But just to decompress for a few minutes before.
Yeah, I mean, our general routine is, once we get home, we jump into a small snack time before dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where, snack time is when we're all decompressing and I'm getting my stuff together and they're getting their lives together for a couple of minutes before we jump into making dinner and that sort of thing. Excuse me. So that's pretty much been the routine. I mean, I guess it's getting colder and darker sooner now. Yeah. So, outside time is going away where, we had some of that going on.
It's already, though, when you get home, it's 6 o'clock or 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's already, we got to get dinner going, got to get baths, bedtime's probably for you guys, is it 8:30?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're 8 o'clock, too, so it's just like...
It's boom, boom, boom.
It's boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It's so quick, and it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Grayson used to love playing Play-Doh.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but how hyper Grayson is mm-hmm. and was when he was younger, too. Play-Doh, he would actually stay focused in on that for a long time. And when I say long time, he would stay focused for a good 20 minutes, and that's a long time for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that may help, but
yeah,
just some stimulation.
We have some at home, absolutely.
Yeah.
We found a little bit of – he got Legos for Christmas, and he's so enjoyed playing Legos.
Yeah.
He really is having a hard time – finding things that he wants to do by himself, and not even in the sense of him asking us to play. Mm-hmm. And then if we are like, hey, bud, let me finish this up.
Yeah.
Like, he just won't do it if we're not there to play with him. Like,
he wants you guys all focused on him.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I want to do it all with him, but unfortunately,
yeah, we all, but
nothing would ever get done.
Right.
And
yeah. Do you guys want to eat?
Right. Exactly. so he's very attention driven, mm-hmm. extremely, and probably part of that is my fault. I love being with him and I love giving him that attention.
Yeah, we enjoy doing that.
Am I spoiling him? I have no idea.
I don't think so. I think it's just a big, it's just an adjustment. I mean, he's now, 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we were just talking about it. He'll be going into kindergarten next year or really towards the end of this year. So there's a lot of things that are taking place right now. And, the kids, though, in the stages, I wish I would have written down every single stage in life. I mean, because it seems like every few months there's something new that's taking place. But he'll find something that's going to attract him, you know, and keep him busy. But right now, the new thing is Nolan's walking, and he's probably getting a lot of attention. And I don't know if you guys are recording him, you know, doing the walking, but he's probably like, oh, wait, I want to show you something that I can do.
Yeah.
So
it's usually like a weird jump or something that he does. And you're like, oh, wow, buddy.
Yay. Good job. Just don't knock each other over.
Right. Please don't do that.
Well, good luck, Mama.
Thanks.
I think sometimes with some of the stories that you tell me, I look back and I'm like, oh, my God, how did I make it with two under two? But then when I look back, you know, it's like, I did not experience a lot of this just because my kids are so close in age that they really did not know but each other, you know. So Gabriel really doesn't remember any times besides like the recordings that I may have
right
before Grayson was there.
Yeah, never
they
thought
were
about that.
So
that way,
close
yeah.
in age that they, you know, played together all the time. It was never they weren't there, you know. I will say I always made sure to include Gabriel with certain things with Grayson. So Gabriel loved to actually, even though he couldn't really read that much, but he loved reading, per se, books to Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, pointing out different objects and things. And Grayson was a baby. It's not like he knew. But, yeah. you know, but maybe something like that of Colton showing Nolan certain things that, you know, that he can be proud of to be the big brother in a positive manner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great idea. So, I like that.
But yeah, well, it does get better. I say that, I think, every episode. You know, it's just, there'll be something different.
Thanks for being my sounding board.
You know,
I mean,
I look back and I'm just like, oh, Lee, I can't remember so many things. Keep a journal. Best advice I can give anyone.
Right?
Keep a journal. I wish I would have
but
done that.
I'm sure that Nolan's going to be completely the opposite of whatever
journal
I take notes or any notes
that
I take. But
just so you can remember in like 5 years, some mom's going to come up to you and say, look, I'm experiencing this jealousy. What did you do? And you were going to be like, I don't know. We survived.
Go back to episode.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Time hop. That's a good friend, too. So, well, you want to go ahead and maybe get into
some
questions?
Yeah, let's answer
questions.
Some other people's questions here. One question is, and this is for both of us, how was it going from one to two kiddos being different than you expected versus how it's been exactly what you expected?
Okay, so the difference and then what did you expect?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't find the transition that difficult from one to two, mostly because I felt like a lot of questions or like the first time experiences were over and done with.
Yeah.
And that I had been through teething. I had been through the transitioning from bottle to food to, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I'd been through potty training. So I felt more confident in the decisions we were making as a family to make those decisions and where to go and what track to head down. Now, one of the things that I'm finding difficult is that there's probably not going to be another set of all of this. So this is the last time going through all of this for me.
Yeah.
So I'm more emotional for sure the second time around. What about you?
So I will say for mine, first of all, it started with, I always thought I was going to have a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had two boys. And with Grayson, it was a wonderful surprise. We had to do fertility with Gabriel and had a miscarriage. So with Grayson, it was all of a sudden just unexpected, which was great for us just because we didn't know if we were going to be able to have that second child. So they're so close in age that I think the biggest adjustment was trying to, you know, making sure for myself to get sleep here and there because we were never really out of bottle, diapers. You know, we weren't even potty trained yet. We weren't, you know, Gabriel was eating, for the most part, food, but he was still eating a lot of the softer foods just because he was only 17 months. So the big transition really was just trying to keep one, for the most part, kind of occupied in the, you know, high chair. But as the other one, I'm holding in my arms, trying to feed with the bottle, you know, mm-hmm. and making sure to catch the macaroni and cheese that's getting thrown in the walls from Gabriel. So those were the, like, you look back at some of those things, and I'm like, how in the world did I survive all of that? As well as my husband was working out of town, so I was doing this by myself. And we also had two dogs. So it was very interesting. I always said, man, I need my own reality show, just because I was continuously talking to myself. And I'll tell you, there was plenty of moments of me and particularly crying, just because I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I can do this. But it was tough. It was hard. And one thing too, I had to remember, and I still have to remind myself, is that my kids are two opposites. There's nothing similar with the two of them besides the fact they have the same mom and dad. I mean, they are so different in every way and unique in every way, which is a wonderful thing. But I have to remember that when it comes to just interaction with them and disciplining them. So that's some of the things that I didn't realize and expect. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world, but it was definitely, it was a whirlwind. And I still don't know how I survived, like, honestly, those first probably 3 years of having them, the two under two, in a sense, just because both of mine were in daycare since they were 9 weeks. And of course, they got sick a lot. And Grayson was extremely sick his entire first year of his life. So there was a lot of those moments. And then you're starting to, you know, you're almost like beating yourself up thinking, am I doing this right? Am I not? Mm-hmm. And I'm with you on the fact is that I do look and I'm just like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have a baby anymore. Like, I'm not going to be able to share those first moments. So that is kind of almost like, I don't know, it's not depressing, but it's one of those things. It's like surreal moments mm-hmm. that you want to try to take it all in. But God, it just, time just flies too fast.
It does.
But I never knew really what to expect going in as a parent. I babysat, but I barely even really knew how to change diapers and all of that. You know, it was just, for me, it was a whole learning experience, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it was different. I mean, yeah, no one can write that perfect parenting Bible in a sense.
No, absolutely not. All right, question number two. If you could go back in time and change just one thing, what would it be?
So I know everything for me, everything happens for a reason. We had some, when it comes to my family and everything, my dad got really sick, and I did not get to finish my 4 years of college due to the fact I had to help take care of my mom and my sister. So that probably, I would love to be able to have changed that to finish the 4 years, but I will say having to take care of my mom and my sister and go to school full time, work, all that, it made me grow up a lot faster, and it made me appreciate things probably more, and it's made me to work harder. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be working hard as I am, but it made me strive to be probably a better person. I don't know if I don't know if I would change it, but I think that's something that I do at times look back and wish that I would have at least finished that.
Yeah.
So
for me, I think one thing that I would go back specifically about my first pregnancy, and honestly, I mean, I would have tried to keep my activity level up more and not use pregnancy as an excuse to eat for everything.
Okay.
That was also a very low point in my life, but also in my relationship with my husband. And we were strong together, but we were living away from family and friends, and we weren't in a situation where we wanted to be. You know, I think that, so there was, when I got pregnant, there was a lot of like, well, I can eat whatever I want and all of that. And long term, it hasn't helped me recover as quickly from pregnancy. And I don't think that I ever will from that sense. But I wish that I would have gone back and just tried harder to stay fit and not put as much weight on as I did. And it might not have made a difference. Yeah. I might have just put that weight on and—
No matter what.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But after Colton was born was like the worst I've ever felt about myself.
Was it postpartum, you think?
Probably a little bit, but like even—and I don't even know if I realized it at the time.
You probably didn't. It was just
but I look back at pictures and I'm almost disgusted with the way that I looked then.
us moms, we beat ourselves up the worst, but yeah.
And, you know, so that is something that I feel like I would change if going back, and I wish I had a fitter pregnancy. And I don't know if I was that much better with Nolan. I do think I was a little bit better, but
you were in a better place.
I was happier for sure. Absolutely. And
golly, you didn't show it Nolan for the longest.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I didn't really pop. And they say that, you know, your second pregnancy, you tend to pop a little bit later. So I don't know. Yeah. Just one of those, you know, just maybe not be so hard on myself either.
It's hard.
It is. Yeah.
We are our worst critics.
Yeah. So we had another question come in. This one was actually a more specific question, but how do you handle teething and any advice on teething babies?
And when I heard this question, I'm like, golly. So
You have to think back.
Gabriel's 9. Grayson will be 8 in just a couple of weeks. So it's like, whoa, that was so long ago. Of course, all the kids are different when it comes to teething. It seemed like mine cut teeth quick. And yes, the old wise tale of like the whole whiskey like on the teeth. But I know the Orajel was something that we used.
Okay.
And then like the little fruit pop things that you could get. They have them in like the teething type rings or whatever. But I was like, ooh, I might have to defer to Jen on this one because you're in that right
now. Yeah, I am. We've got one in and obviously one out. The person that asked the question mentioned something about a lot of slobber and slobber is not the right word, but
drooling.
And, thank you. Slobber is what dogs do, not our children.
Yeah,
but
whatever, it's all the same.
A lot of drooling. So Colton was a huge drooler. Like, would come back from daycare with his shirt just soaked. Or they'd switch him out, you know, time after time.
Did he have any skin rashes from that at all?
Not really, but he still had like around his mouth. Like he still gets bad skin rashes.
Okay, I'm just curious because I know that that can happen. Okay, so.
And, you know, while it was part of teething, we found out that it was really due to his tonsils, that his tonsils were just too big, and that was what was causing him to drool. So Nolan, like, I've never even put a bib on the kid other than to eat because he doesn't drool at all. Like, there's no wetness, there's nothing.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, so two totally different things. Yeah. I mean, I think that other than, you know, a bib and change your shirts, and there's not a whole lot you can do about that, unfortunately.
That's all you can do.
You know.
Tylenol.
Yeah, exactly. The infant Tylenol. That's pretty much what we use is the pain reliever method. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, hold them through it, love them through it.
I
think you made a good suggestion about, you know, it's okay to give them a little bit more food because at that time, because, you know, it might be food and not teething, but it could be teething, obviously.
And, of course, we did those teether, like, toys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if those are still a big deal.
Yeah.
Like that giraffe. Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of those type toys that would help with the teething.
Yeah. Were both, did your boys use pacifiers a lot? Yeah, see, my boys didn't either.
I kind of wanted them to for like the first month, but they, no.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, a great thing because I've heard it's really hard to actually wing them off of that. But no.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
We didn't. After pretty much they left the hospital, there was not much pacifying. They wouldn't keep it in their mouths. No. They didn't.
It was more of a toy, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, the food, I think that does help some. I mean, I want to say with Gabriel, he had this, like, two to come out right at once. I want to say Grayson was the same way.
Yeah. I mean, just know it's not going to last forever.
No. And it goes pretty quick.
It does. Mm-hmm.
You know, those few nights that are hard to stay awake. I mean, I would say, you know, rock them until you can get them to fall asleep and, you know, versus letting them cry, you know, but everybody's different.
Absolutely.
And how the kids react to things is different too.
Yes. So, yes. I mean, for us, I know that both our boys, if we rocked them and tried to put them back down, it was immediately start crying again. So we always use the technique of maybe rock them for a little bit. And then pat the butt while they're in the crib or, you know, rub their belly or something that gives them that constant kind of like movement while they're in there. So then you can just slowly pull the hand away as opposed to making the whole big movement of putting them back in the crib.
Yes. Yes.
But again, it's
each their own.
Yeah. It's totally different across the board, unfortunately. Yeah. You just got to find that rhythm that works for you.
Google, but everybody's different.
Yeah. I remember one thing that I don't know why this always sticks out to me, but I got so good at maneuvering in the dark because I never wanted to turn lights on.
It was almost like a fun game.
Yeah, like how dark can it actually be?
How much of a ninja can I do?
And I can remember, like, the first couple of times when Colton was really small, like, Lewis would flip on the lights when it was, like, his turn to go. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? Don't turn on the lights! No! You're causing the whole situation to be a wreck.
That's funny. And probably he never even woke up, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, but it was us.
Yes.
And our minds of thinking.
Yeah.
teething. Mm-hmm. We had another question. Just when is it time to give advice? It was a really more in-depth question, but when is it appropriate to give advice and when is it not appropriate to give advice when it comes to parenting? And that's a tricky one.
It is.
Because, as moms in particularly, we are proud. We want to make sure that we can do it all because we go 120 miles per hour and want to make sure that everything is accomplished and that we do everything. I mean, honestly. So when is it appropriate, though? You know, for me, you know, unless I ask for it.
Never.
Not
to steal your thunder,
right?
But never.
Because it's like, you know, there are times that I may ask because, hey, especially if you've been there, done that, you know. But we all have to learn on our own and what's the best techniques. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, and I mentioned this to Jen a little while ago. I was at Costco with the boys. Gabriel was around two, so he was sitting in the cart, and then Grayson was just an infant in, you know, his carrier in the cart. And yes, I was the mom that took him out everywhere because, hey, why not? I had to go and get groceries. Yeah. And Gabriel was pitching a fit. Grayson's crying because he's ready for another bottle. And a mother came up to me and was like, you know, can I help you? And I know that it was out of a nice gesture and it meant well, but it made me so angry because it made me feel like, why are you questioning? Are you questioning the fact that I can't handle my children? No, I'm fine. But I was very polite back to the lady and was like, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. But in my mind, I'm like, how dare her come over to me and ask, do I need help? I got this, you know. We all take it differently.
We do. Absolutely.
And it's all depending on the time and the place and everything else. You know, I may have only had like 2 hours of sleep that night. Mm-hmm. So who knows? So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough subject. And especially when I look at it, like the people that are willing to give or just submit the advice with unsolicited advice are generally people that are older than you. And I want to be like, parenting has changed a lot since when you were a parent.
Yes.
And I can remember a story about we were on a small road trip, and it was Colton's first road trip. And he had been in the car, no socks on. Mm-hmm. Neither one of my boys wear socks. Like, they don't shoes, socks. They would much rather be barefoot.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I put them on, they pop right off.
Even to this day, my kids don't want to have to wear shoes if they don't have to.
I mean, I don't like to wear shoes either, so I get it.
I'm in shoes all the time. I have slippers and stuff. Okay, back to the story.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, me too.
But we literally walked into a convenience store to use the bathrooms. I had Colton on my hip, and a woman had the nerve to walk up to me and be like, where are those child socks? And I would be like, yeah, probably in the car. I don't know. Do you want to go look for them for me? Because I'm not going to do it because we're out of the car for 30 seconds.
He's fine.
He is perfectly fine. Mm. There's not going to be an alligator that jumps up and bites his feet while we're in this convenience store. He's not going to catch the flu because he doesn't have socks on. Like, lady, leave it be.
Exactly.
Leave it be.
But how do you say it back to that person? Mm-hmm. So you're not trying to offend, but you're also in your head like, did she really just ask that question?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those where you're like, ha-ha.
Thanks.
Oh, you know, he doesn't keep him on.
Oh, shucks.
Mind your business, lady. Mind your business.
And I know we have probably a couple more questions, but did your mom by chance ever give you advice that you were just like, really, mom?
I'm sure there has been. My mom actually does a great job of being like, Jen, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
For one, because she's like, I only had one kid. Mm-hmm. I just had you. So you have two. So I think your world is a whole lot different than what I went through. But not really. I mean, she's pretty much just serves as a listener. She does a pretty good job with that.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
My mom, she did tell me a few years ago, she's like, you know, I never really did see you as a mom, but you did turn out to be a really good mom. And I'm like, well, thanks, mom. You know, but I think it's also, you know, your mom looking at their child of how I never would have thought this for you. I even look back at some friends that I grew up with and I'm like, you're a mom or you're a dad. But no, my mom knows that times are so different right now because she's said it numerous times. She's like, I don't know how you do it. I couldn't survive if I had to deal with the, not only, you know, of everything that takes place in the world, but just from the social media to just everyday life. So she's like, kudos to you and you have boys, and because she only had girls. So, you know, it's definitely a big difference.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean.
Worlds apart.
They are worlds apart, so. But did you have any more?
I do. I have another question. A listener wants to know when we're going to get Baird and Lewis on the podcast.
We keep on talking about this, and we got to do this.
We have to.
I mean, the boys.
They're going to steal the show from us.
They're going to steal the show. They have
might
told
not
us,
let them put them on here.
Right? They have told us that they're going to have a rebuttal for everything that we say. They're like, you know what? We're going to stand our ground, and we're going to make sure people know who we are. All right, boys, bring it. Mm-hmm. So we need to do this soon. Are we going to play like a game? Are we going to have the boys ask us questions? I don't know. You know, it's like
maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe some father advice, mm-hmm. Or even just nice husband advice.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But the way that it sounds, you know, maybe even play like a game or, you know, or a quiz or something.
Right.
But our boys, or I say boys.
I think, too, we should give them just a couple minutes to.
Just to let them talk.
Let them talk.
We will do that. Because there is no telling how much they will talk.
Yeah.
Baird has come up with so many different like scenarios that he could do, you know, and
Barrett wants us to be the ranch ladies, right?
He wants us to be the ranch. What did he say? The ranch and ranch niche. What? No, I don't even remember. But because he picks on us about the ranch, you know, how much ranch we like.
We're ranch connoisseurs.
Ranch connoisseurs, yeah. And when you get Barrett and Lewis together, and guys, let me tell you, those two don't shut up.
Nope.
They will just talk and talk and talk and talk. So it would be very entertaining.
We
probably won't get a few words in. We may be laughing. Who knows? We may be giving them the glare like, okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this will be happening here soon.
Exactly.
I think that's like our first quarter goal.
Yes. Like our schedule that.
We're going to schedule that. So hopefully we'll keep on doing some teasers and making sure that they are on here in the next maybe few weeks.
Yep.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Well, there was another question as to, and you even kind of just pointed this out, but when is it appropriate and when is it not appropriate? Appropriate was many of the words that have been used by several of the listeners for kids to have to wear socks or shoes to things, especially if they're infants. Gabriel had some chunky feet. Trying to keep socks on him or shoes was impossible. I bought shoes, you know, thinking, oh, yeah, that would be cute to have shoes on them. Before they were walking, they didn't keep them on.
No.
Grayson's feet are so narrow, his are like mine, that they would just slide off. So Gabriel would have like the indentions of the socks, and then Grayson's were continuously coming off. So it was just like, whatever, I don't even feel like dealing with it.
Yeah.
But do you like?
I mean, I think once they start walking.
Yes.
If you have them somewhere where their feet are going to be on the ground, you should probably have them in socks and shoes.
Yeah.
Right now, Nolan is officially walking. Yes. We're there 100%. I take him into school just in socks and bring him bring his shoes in with him because
it won't
keep him on.
Yeah.
So when he goes outside, they put him on. But like when he's just in the room, I don't feel like he needs to have his shoes on.
He'd probably be throwing them at people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Colton just threw his shoes over the fence. So there you go.
Just recently again?
No. When he was younger.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
No. I mean, yeah, that's. There's no
right or wrong.
Right,
with
right.
That. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever fits your child.
For
but
sure.
I agree, like, if you're touching the ground, but I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. Like, I am weird. I do not like my feet being touched.
Okay.
It's just, ugh. So, I very rarely will even get a pedicure.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. So I will.
So are you shoes in the house person?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I have like slippers or I have some Crocs or slide-ons. You know, the soccer slide-ons, mm-hmm. I wear those a lot too. I can't stand to be barefooted. Now the rest of my family, they're barefooted 24/7.
Now, do you wear socks with your slippers?
If it's cold.
Okay.
But if it's not cold, then no. So I have a cool style, you know?
I like it.
You know, with my tie-dye sweatshirt and everything else. I look like I'm about to go out and be a tourist.
Oh, bless.
Yes.
Well, I don't have any more questions from listeners at the
okay.
moment. We're happy to, you know, continue the conversation. So if you have questions, bring it on.
Yeah.
Obviously, Shannon and I are pretty much open books. So we're here to answer and help. Guide you through everything that you might have questions on.
Yeah. And please know, we're the number ones that we're not judging.
Nope.
Because we probably have been there, done it, seen it or something. And hey, like I said,
Cried about it.
We're just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Enjoying each moment.
For sure. So takeaways from this episode.
Takeaways from this episode.
Got to share with a friend.
Yes.
The boys need to come on. And if you're... Mom, don't give advice.
Yeah.
Don't share it unless asked.
Yes.
Unsolicited advice is not okay.
Just keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can talk about it, but don't say, hey, I suggest you do this.
Correct.
And this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Anyways, all right.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. And yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self. Because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. Plan your getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Beach easy.